The Gemara of Lamed Aleph Mabez is continuing the discussion of the themes that we've been seeing, issues pertaining to wine and whether it needs a seal or a double seal, and also issues of revealed liquids, of uncovered liquids, and poison from snakes. And it also adds in an issue of beer, Shalv de Kachavim, and what this adds to the picture is not just the issue of giloy, of uncovered liquids, but an issue of chasnas that brings a certain relationship between Jews and non-Jews that we don't want in terms of intermarriage. And so that's sort of a unique aspect to this Amud. In the interest of time and covering some ground, we're not going to do the first Tosos of Divrei Masal HaShaleach. That Tosos actually really is very much in a similar theme of what we did yesterday regarding whether one seal suffices or whether you need two seals, machlokas there. And perhaps if you have one seal and you're sending it away, you need to send a letter to your friend describing to him what the seal looks like. A whole discussion over there. What is considered a valid seal and what's not? What if they can break open the barrel? So that's all in the Tosos, the Ramaskol Shalech, which we won't see inside. Let's see some of the Tosos, which actually focus on beer. So again, the Gemara asked, why are we prohibiting the beer of idol worshippers? And one opinion was because of chasnos. So Tosos, Divrei Masal B'Pnei, says, Yisro Sheikha lo matzino lo mishnah v'lo b'raisa, that the prohibition regarding beer is not mentioned in the Mishnah or the b'raisa, mishema b'imei amurai masru. It must be forbidden in the days of the Amurai. And this Tosos leads into the next Tosos, which wants to know why beer is not one of the items listed in the Mishnah, the long Mishnah that we had previously, of items that are forbidden in relation to Ovdi Kachavim. So over here, Tosos, Divrei Masal, Rav Nachman, says as follows: Avim Tomar Laman Dam Rishum Giloi, My Time Lo Tani Le Bimas Nisnin Im Gvinos The Tameyu Nami Rishum Giloi. So, if you want to say that the opinion of Rav Nachman, who doesn't say the issue is chasnus regarding Sheikhar, rather it's regarding Giloi, so then why wouldn't beer be included in the Mishnah along with, let's say, the cheese that also has an issue of Giloi? So Tosos answers, "Veishlomer the Rav Nachman lesle lekaman begvinos time of the giloy al time of nei shemamidin besarf arla." So that's because Rav Nachman, who's the one who says that the issue of beer is giloy, well, he doesn't hold that cheese is a giloy issue. Rather, he holds that the issue having to do with cheese has to do with the fact that it sits in the juice from fruits that are arla. So it's a whole entirely different issue of the cheese, according to Rav Nachman. Okay, but if you don't hold like Rav Nachman, and if you say that the problem with cheese has to do with the fact that it sits uncovered, so why doesn't the Mishnah list Sheikhar? Why doesn't it list beer? So Leishlomar Kevin the Hacha Leka Lamecha Sheikha, the Lo Matzlu Maya. Machinami de Mashvu Beik Kashusa Lopsikale. Practically speaking, there's no reason to be Hoshesh that the beer was left uncovered in a place where they don't generally leave the water uncovered to sit, or similarly in a place where they have the they put in the hops. So that's not a problem being uncovered anyway, because as we said in our Gemara, the strength of the hops nullifies the snake's poison. So since if you have hops in there, even if the water or the beer is left uncovered, the poison won't be an issue. And this Toso segues perfectly into the next one, which now discusses beer being left uncovered. In the Gemara, we asked, what's the big deal if beer is left uncovered? We don't cover our own beer when we brew it either. So the Gemara had said, Lo tzricha v'asra de matzlu maya. So it's not the beer that's an issue, but rather the issue is if the Ovdei Kochavim let the water remain uncovered while it while they clean out that water. So Tosus, the Ramaskal Basra, says, V'im tomer l'mandamar la'el amin kariyusa kapti ma'ik l'meymar. So what's there to say if we hold that the Nachrim generally have a reputation of being very clean, and therefore they cover their water, so why would we suspect that it's uncovered? So v'yishlomer the v'sheichar lo kapti kokach. So the answer is because when it comes to beer, they're not so careful to cover it up. V'pnei shesofa lahotzi kol grios shabo, k'sheye asoy v'sosteis kol tarcho v'im shokei yishar im hashmarim. So, because the process of making the beer is that such that you don't have to worry about keeping the liquid and the water covered from the beginning, because eventually they will, separate it, and they'll take away all the sediment and all the bad stuff once they're ready to ferment it. And so, if you have something that's settled to the bottom, let's say pebbles, so that will go away with the sediment and not with what they're going to keep for the drinking. So, yeah, they are careful about cleanliness. But that doesn't mean that they necessarily have to cover the beer, because even if they don't cover the beer, it's still not an issue in regards to how it's made in terms of keeping it clean. And what about the issue of Bishul Akim regarding Sheikha, regarding beer? So the Gemara had told us that both Rav Papa and Rav Achai, they were makpid that if they got beer from a non-Jew store, that they would make sure to drink it elsewhere. And Rav Achai was even more makpid than Rav Papa was. So Tosos with Tavayu says as follows. Right, both were careful not to drink it in the house of Odeh Kochavim. Im Kain, Sarach Lizar, Shalom Lishtos, Sheikha Reves of Odeh Kochavim, the Ha Rav Papa, Ravacha, Shahayu Basra, Lo Yishosin. Right, because you see from the story of Rav Papa and Ravacha not to drink beer in the house of Anachri, these were, you know, they both of them were Amoraim, they did not do so. Umiyu, Hamisachsin Beves of Odeh Kochavim, Yachol Yo Shemutter, Lishloch Beir, Likno Sheikha Mina Odeh Kochavim. Devikamo Beveso Shal Yisrael. However, as Tosu says, that it's possible that if you're a guest in the house of Anachri and you go out and you buy a beer on your own, you could drink that beer in the house because you're sort of, it's your own beer, you're drinking it in your own house, so to speak. And if you have a non-Jew who is a guest in your house, so no Saint Lo Mishalo, you could give him your own beer, Vishosa, and you could drink together. Mishum Eva, right? And it's because of Eva, meaning you don't want to have any feelings of hatred or unnecessary anti-Semitism. So just to keep the peace, you're allowed to drink together. So Tosas is pointing out that it's not any drinking of beer with Oed B'chavim is not necessarily an issue of chasnos. It's how is that beer, what's the circumstances involved. So if it's bekvias, if it's done in a permanent fashion, you know, you always meet up at the bar, so to speak, with a certain person. So that's one thing. But if it's done in a temporary way, or it's done to avoid an issue of eva, of hatred, so then that would not be an issue of chasnas, because that's not really promoting any marriage relationship. V'chlal din sheichar bein sheichar shel tamar and bein shel tevuah. And now Tosfos adds a different halacha that beer of tamarim is considered beer as well. It's because it comes from the grains. And we don't say that beer that's made from grains is forbidden because of Bishul Akim, as it comes up regarding other cooked foods, certain beets and porridges. Even though that grain is not made to be, is not fit to be eaten raw, but it's not an issue of Bishul Akim. Why? The sphere like either flishna derav the amar kosher ina ola al shulchan malachim ibo mishum bishulei of kachavim. Right, this is we know that one of the requirements to be an issue of bishul akum has to be ola al shulchan malachim, and they don't consider the beer to be something that's ola al shulchan malachim. Veshkana Rav Yochanan sabr lekaman perak Rav Yishmael kevasei beperak acholitz, and we find that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav in regards to the beer that's not an issue of bishul akum, because it's not ola al shulchan malachim. V'od yesh tam acher lahatir ha-sheichar, din bo mishum bishulei of the kachavim. And there's another reason to say that it's not an issue of bishul akum for the beer. T'hichecha di ha-tvua batla l'gavei mayim l'inyan bircha shahakol ni yevidvaro, hachinami hi batla l'inyan iser bishul. And the reason is that the grain is nullified by the water, and after all, the bracha on the beer is not the mizonos, it's a shahakol, and therefore, if the grain is nullified to the water, that also means that the issue of Bishul Akim is nullified as well.